Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
I just want to say to everyone listening out there, that's not how we do it now. That was a freak case, you know. We definitely take a different approach to scaling because, yeah, you know, this year the algorithm is so smart and different. So
Sure.
I call it sensitive, but.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast for episode number 120. Rick Mulready here. Hope this finds you well, whatever you're up to today. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me. Really excited about today's episode because I've got an entrepreneur by the name of Victor Dela Cruz. His friends call him Vinny, and he is a former Air Force officer, a musician, and youth pastor. And he joins me today to share how he's launched two successful planner slash journals over the past year and a half. One is a Christian planner and one's a Catholic planner. And he is going to talk about how his Facebook ad strategy helped him get each one of these businesses to multiple six figures in a very short amount of time. Vinny's going to break down everything that he's done to get his business to this point. And as far as his Facebook ads go, he shares his simple, it's very simple, yet super effective Facebook ad strategy that has generated massive returns for his businesses. Now, I first met Vinny when he came to my FBA Live event in December here in San Diego, and he's now part of my 6-month small group coaching intensive, which is for the first half of 2017 here. I've been really impressed with him because he's such an action taker first kind of person, figuring things out as he goes. I really enjoy this interview today. You heard my previous episode from last week. I just discovered that on the podcast app. I've been listening to podcasts forever and been using that app for a long time, and I had no idea it was there. Okay, it is there. The three little dots in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen allow you to share the episode. So without further ado, let's go hang out with Vinny Dela Cruz. Victor, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. How's it going, man?
Good, good.
So happy to have you on the show here. I know we were working through some audio issues right before we got started here. I think we found a good solution. So thanks for your patience as we work through that. Really excited to have you on the show here because we actually met in person for the first time at FBA Live here in San Diego in early December. And I was really, really impressed with what you're up to and the successes you've had in such a short amount of time. So before we kind of get into that, give people kind of share your story, who you are and what your background is and also what you're up to right now.
Well, my name is Victor. My friends call me Vinny. I got one friend that loves to call me Victor Vinny. But I grew up in Monterey, California, graduated from San Jose State in 2010. After that, I went into the Air Force, spent 4 years in the Air Force, got out as a captain, and then I moved to New York City. I went to music school. I'm a pianist. I love jazz, so wanted to chase my dreams playing music. but I've always had business in my veins and it's always been built up. And I'm also a Christian and I practice the Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. And so I had this idea when I moved to New York to create a journal, a planner that helped me integrate God into my daily life, because New York was such a crazy, it's such a crazy place to live and you can get lost in the spectacles of the city.
Sure.
So I was like, I need a way to stay grounded. And I also needed a way to accomplish my goals at the same time. So I created it's called the Christian Planner, and a generic name. It's at www.christianplanner.com. Shameless plug. Basically a half planner, half journal, combined into a hardbound moleskin book. And yeah, so it's just one product, three different colors. I launched a Catholic version December 2015, and that ended up actually, it skyrocketed out of nowhere. And we were running Facebook advertising. I didn't really know what I was doing. And out of nowhere, we just see this huge spike the day after Christmas. And we just started scaling from there. By the time January 2nd, we were up to spending $2,000 a day in advertising. And by March, we hit $400,000 in revenue.
Wow.
Which was pretty crazy, given the fact that I was just like this jazz student.
Well, yeah. So let's dive into that a little bit. I'm curious, because you said that you're an Air Force officer. You went to New York, love for music. You're a Christian. You're practicing Catholic. And you said you had this, you know, sort of this business acumen sort of built in. Where did this idea for a planner come from? Like, were you looking for a planner and just weren't able to find one out there that sort of met your needs? Like, where did this come from?
Yeah, no, that was part of it. But I'm really big into journaling. And I'm not, to be quite honest, I'm not a great planner, but I know, like, being in the military, I know, like, organization is extremely important. It was ingrained into us. And so by nature, I'm not an organized person. So I need that portable brain, child of a planner. And so I'll journal a lot. I wanted to kind of just, there isn't anything like that out in the market, mm-hmm. especially in the faith-based scene. So yeah, I created it and I wanted to share it, and it ended up really successful.
So you're being very you did a lot there, and I know that you're kind of just skipping over that stuff, and so I want to kind of bring you back to that, because I think it's amazing. Sure. What you did in such a short amount of time. What did that process look like for, like, all right, I have an idea to do this planner. What did you do then, you know, because you're obviously developing a physical product at this point? What was that process like?
Just creating the actual physical product itself.
Yeah, like once you had the idea, you're like, all right, yeah, I'm gonna run with this and see what happens. What happened next?
I mean, it was literally, I remember, it's funny, when I actually sketched it out, I had class, you know, at NYU, in music class, and I was like, I have this great idea I wanna sketch out, but I have to be in class in like 5 minutes and yeah. I have a test. And I'm like, it's either this or that. And I said, YOLO, it's this. And so, because, you know, I mean, just the creative juices were flowing as far as how I wanted to actually see the format laid out. So I literally got just some paper, and I just started sketching out the format. I was drawing from past experiences, also knowing the consumer very well. How would this be most valuable to them? How, you know, and how efficient and clean can we make this look? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I drew it out on paper. I also called my uncle at the time, because he's kind of like my life coach.
Okay.
And so I was like, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And he's like, this is great. It started with the sketch. And then I had a graphic designer design the actual planner itself. And then I found a New York-based printer, and he printed 500 units for us. And, you know, this is actually pretty funny, too. I remember he printed out the first sample.
And I was going to say, you didn't go right to 500, did you? Did you? I take it you went through a few iterations of it?
Right. We went through a couple, but mm-hmm. This is actually a fun, if it relates to Facebook advertising. I remember I was like, you know, I was very stressed because school was going on. I was trying to get this business going. And I remember when I went to the printer, I put on, I had these brown boots. Two different pairs, but actually I put the boots on, and I realized on the subway that they were different shoes.
One of each on. Nice.
Yeah. And so anyways, so it was a stressful time. I showed the printer, and I wasn't happy with the sample, but it was the cheapest that we can do to get it out. And I was in the subway and I was stressed out. I sit down, I open it up, and I'm like, this isn't that bad. I just have really high standards. And I snap a photo with it. Right. I snap a photo of it in the subway. You know, it said, you know, Catholic planner. And then that photo is the creative with my iPhone that we use to run the winning ad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like I was stressed out. I was sitting on the dirty, like the benches in the subway are dirty. I'm like, I'm going to sit here. I'm stressed. Then I opened it up. This isn't that bad. Took a picture. And then that was actually the photo we used. And we ran the campaign for like 4 months across every audience. And it had like 80,000 likes. And
I love it.
20,000 shares. Like that's the one that went viral. So it's pretty funny.
So that is how you launched it. You launched it via Facebook ads.
Yes, yes. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. We also had a Kickstarter. I know that's like more of a big deal. It's not a big deal to me just because the Kickstarter was only $10,000 and we didn't expect this thing to take off. So we didn't put a whole lot of effort in planning the Kickstarter campaign. And we actually self-funded. It was $10,000. We self-funded $3,000 worth of it. So, and that was, yeah, that was very early on in the game and then around Thanksgiving and that funded. But the actual spike in revenue we saw the day after Christmas.
Got it. Okay, so you ran this Kickstarter campaign in that November, so November 2015, and did you promote it at all, or was it just like you just put it up on Kickstarter and set your goal and hope for the best?
Exactly. Yeah, we just kind of, we had no idea the potential, you know. I didn't do any research and development. I just kind of went with my gut,
yeah,
on what I thought they would like. And we, you know, promoted it to family and friends, ran a little bit of Facebook ads. But like I said, I didn't, you know, didn't know the potential. So I didn't invest too heavily into the ads.
Sure.
So
you funded that 10K, then you put 3K of your own into it. And at what point, you said this is sort of mid to late November of 2015. When, I'm just trying to get the timeline together. When did you start the Facebook ads? Was it was right around Christmas time?
I probably spent about $50 a day, like December. We launched our e-commerce store after the Kickstarter on December 4th.
Okay.
I ran like $50 a day in Facebook advertising. And then, yeah, the day after Christmas is when we saw that spike.
Okay. And you were sending traffic right to the e-commerce store. Like there was no, like you're not sending to, you're sending it right to the buy page, essentially. The page where that explains the planner and where they can buy it. Is that right?
Exactly. Okay. There was no funnel in place. We were complete noobs. Okay. And I feel like...
Well, it was working.
Yeah, it definitely worked. It was awesome.
And what was the price point on that? Because a lot of people, it is tough to sell outright from Facebook ads right into a product page. You know, obviously, you can do it. I mean, you're living proof of it, but it tends to be on the lower price side. You know, what was the price of the planner at that time?
$32.
$32. Okay, so nothing too extravagant. So I'm assuming you were targeting at this was the Catholic planner. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Got it. And so massive audiences for you to be able to target.
Right, right.
With your ads.
Exactly.
And you were running about $50 a day at this point.
Yeah, from December 1st to December 25th.
Okay. And then you decided to kick things up?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't exactly remember what we scaled up to once we started a huge ROI, but I know the day after Christmas it spiked.
Uh-huh.
That week alone, from the day after Christmas to December 31st, we did like $60,000 in revenue, which was insane. And we were just running a Boost Your Post campaign. And then at that point, we were spending like $500 a day. And then January 2nd, we were just like, let's just see what happens when we put $2,000. And I know that is not the way we teach it, you know, in the way I run my ads now.
Right.
But, you know, we were just like, let's see what happens. And then, yeah, it ended up working.
You jumped from like 500 a day to 2,000 a day.
Yeah, immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say to everyone listening out there, that's not how we do it now. That was a freak case, you know? We definitely take a different approach to scaling because, yeah, you know, this year the algorithm is so smart and different. I call it sensitive, but...
Sensitive. I like that. So did you have enough inventory to handle all this at this time?
We did not. We basically took pre-orders and I had a contact in China, American gal. She's just living in China, connecting people to manufacturers. And I had tried to get a fitness product to market when I was in the military, didn't make it. So I hit her up again because I trusted her. She connected us with our supplier. And then from basically we sold out of our 500 December 25th. So December 26th through first week of February actually is when the product actually got here and was ready to ship to customers.
Wow. So there's about a 5 week sort of lag time there where you are accepting pre-orders.
and then apologizing for being so late.
Apologizing.
Every day I was just apologizing.
Now I want to go back to, you said you, this was a boosted post that you, type of Facebook ad that you were running with like all of this success. So did you have a big fan base on your Facebook page at this time?
No, we didn't boost it straight from the Facebook page itself. Once we started scaling, we only had like 500 fans.
Okay.
We just created the campaign through Power Editor, the booster post campaign, there, you know, that option there.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Okay. So you were, when you do that, you're going off of engagement. Like you're looking for engagement on the ad itself. Whereas most people, when they are looking for a conversion like yours, or if you're looking directly to a sale, a lot of times people will do the clicks to website objective. Sometimes if it's a really inexpensive offer, like, you know, maybe like less than $20 or something like that, you might do the conversions objective. But you did the engagement objective for the boost the post, which isn't normally something that we would recommend. However, this really worked for you.
Right. My theory is the reason why I work is because the Catholic market isn't necessarily a market where there's a whole lot of exciting startups. The content that was being created was pretty exciting.
Yep.
It was a new product. The audience is, there's not a whole lot of Catholic businesses who are doing marketing right.
Yep.
And also there is a huge demand, obviously, for our product. It was a hit product. The average order value is only $30. And so by using the Booster Post campaign, we were able to, our CPMs were like $2.
Wow.
We were getting like 5 cents an engagement. And if it got above 10 cents, I was pretty pissed.
Well, you know, I say it's not what we recommend, but, you know, Facebook ads is all about testing. Like we talk about that all the time here on the show. And, you know, this is a perfect example of something that you did test. It worked for you. And, you know, since it's a new product into, you know, I don't want to call it a niche because it's such a massive audience, but into, we'll call it the Catholic niche here, where there wasn't something at the time, there wasn't something like this. You know, I think looking for engagement right off the bat is a really smart strategy because people are going to share it. They're going to comment on it. And when, you know, when people do that, it shows up in their newsfeed and so on. And you get some really, really nice, you know, organic reach and interaction when you do that. Now, you've actually tried website conversions objective for this as well. And it didn't work, if I'm not mistaken. It didn't work for you.
At the time, it didn't work. And we actually offloaded Facebook advertising to a digital marketing agency. And, you know, it was our account manager had a pretty big ego.
Okay.
And he was like, website conversion, we need to do this. And I was like, all right, well, you know, let's test it. You're the expert.
Right.
But we saw like huge decrease in daily revenue after, you know, using the website conversions. And, you know, I tried to explain my theory in the best way possible. And at the time, I was such a newbie to Facebook ads. And, he didn't test it, didn't buy it. So as a word of caution, and that was like an $8,000 mistake because we had to sign a contract. We fired him after like just a couple weeks of working with them.
Interesting.
So caution, just, you know, no one's going to care about your business more than you do is what I learned from that. So really vet, you know, any agency that you bring on. And I mean, Facebook ads is a high level thing. So you can have an 8-figure business. I know a guy with an 8-figure business and he runs his own Facebook ads. So.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. What I love about that, Vinny, is that you learned Facebook ads yourself or had a decent, at least, understanding of it at the time.
I learned it from you.
And I don't want to just, you know, yes, you did. I appreciate that. But you taught yourself that and then went and hired somebody else, you know, outside to try it out for you. And you knew enough to know that, you know what, this is not working. Because I can't tell you how many times I've heard horror stories of, you know, business owners who don't have the understanding of Facebook ads. They hire somebody out. They have no idea how to check the work that person they're paying all this money to, you know, check their work. And then what happened, similar thing, what happened to you is similar, yet a little bit different because you did know. But then they're out $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. And they're like, okay, now we're back to kind of square one. But you were able to kind of catch that before it got too bad.
Right.
So from there, take us through sort of the evolution. You know, then you came out with the Christian Planner in late 2016. So you started off with the Catholic Planner, came out with the Christian Planner in late 2016, and you were really successful in a short amount of time. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you reached six figures in a matter of a couple of months. Did you launch it similarly to the Catholic Planner, where you dove in and use what you learned from the previous launch and started using Facebook ads and that sort of thing?
It was pretty much the same kind of launch. And I want to disclaimer everyone. I mean, I'm not just jumping over, you know, to the Christian Planner shit just to monetize the market. I actually, you know, spent a lot of time as a Young Life leader, which is, you know, a Christian organization, and Catholic between Christian product. There is a pretty substantial difference. I was worried when I was launching. I'm like, oh, I have to, you know, alter it specifically for this consumer. I mean, I guess it transfers in every business. You market it, provide the most value to every consumer, sure, or to your consumer. But anyways, yeah, I launched it pretty much the same manner. I did I used Kickoff Labs. It's a great platform to run like viral contests and collect leads before you launch your e-commerce site. Kickoff Labs to run that pre-launch campaign. And this was October 5th this past year. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how well it was going to do until I actually, in the first email, in the autoresponse email, I asked to kind of help me validate if this product is going to work. I sent them, I'm sorry, let me backtrack. With my Facebook advertising campaigns, I ran a booster post campaign with saying, hey, here's this free PDF of the Christian Planner. Check it out. People would sign up. And then in the autoresponse email, once they signed up and received the lead magnet, I asked them, hey, there's a human being behind here who would love to know what you think about the product. And I have hundreds of emails from people saying, this is great. This is exactly what I was looking for. And so that really validated it. And I was like, all right, cool. We're going to launch sooner. We launched our e-commerce October 18th with, I don't remember exactly how many emails we launched with. I think it was like 7,000.
Wow. Okay. All from your Facebook ads, and or was that in addition to Kickoff Labs, which I want to come back to in a minute, but was that a combination of the two?
Just from Facebook ads.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Cool. So you had 7,000 people on your list when you launched that, all from just like a boost your post objective type of ad where you were, I just want to kind of make sure I'm clear on this. You were sending people to a landing page where you were giving away a free PDF. Was it just a couple pages of the journal?
Right. It was the first, it's a day planner. So it ran, we gave them a preview up till February.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Cool. Then it was like, what did you let them know? Like, hey, you're, you know, in nicer words, give me your name and email. We'll send you the PDF. And then what was the expectation? Did you guys set an expectation from there about what they could expect from you going forward?
Yeah. So basically Kickoff Labs is kind of like lead pages. And they basically, you know, have the social share links. And, you know, once they sign up for the PDF, give us your email, the email said, hey, let us know what you think. But also we ran a wait list, you know, there's a wait list feature. So basically they share this with friends and family, they would skip ahead of the line. So we got a lot of referrals from that feature itself.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So a wait list, but if they shared it, Kickoff Labs, it sounds like has this sort of functionality in there. If they shared it, were they able to get a planner right away?
No, they were notified a little bit sooner.
Okay.
Yeah, than the rest of the crowd.
Got it. So they were on like a priority list at that point.
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay. So that was in, you mentioned like sort of late October. And when I talked to you in December, you had sold out already, if I'm not mistaken, and you were waiting for your next order to come in.
Right. Yeah. And at the beginning of this interview, I said that, you know, we didn't use increased conversions campaign on Facebook, but now we do. That's the only thing I'm running because that algorithm has just, I feel like, has gotten so efficient.
Yeah.
So anyways, we sold out twice during the holidays and when we had our conference or your conference. So waiting on inventory, just arrived today. But today we've done about $170,000. In revenue total since October 18th.
That's so awesome. And just a couple of months with two sellouts of your inventory.
Right. Yeah. Actually, yeah. I remember at the conference, I remember being so stressed because, you know, we didn't have any inventory.
Right.
Our return on ad spend wasn't as good as it was when we had inventory. But now we're really, really, really turning a corner and we're really starting to scale now. as like last week.
Yeah. Okay. So that actually reminds me. So, cause I know that when we had spoken at the live event, you were concerned about, you were still running ads, but you didn't have any product. Like you didn't, like you were waiting for it to come in, and you felt like that was affecting the cost a little bit for you. Have you noticed a drop in cost now that you have product to actually ship?
Absolutely.
You have.
Our conversion rate went up. Our daily revenue has gone up, and so is the ad spend.
That's awesome.
It starts to scale. So
yeah. And you said you're doing website conversions now, sending people directly to the buy page or like the product page.
That's correct.
Cool. One question that I know that people, the audience here, my listeners here of the show are very educated. They know what they're talking about with this stuff. And I can imagine that some people are thinking about, all right, you are targeting Christians, which is a massive audience. How big are your potential audiences for your ads, for your ad sets?
My rule of thumb, as pretty much throughout this, the entire process has been 500,000 to 1.5 million.
Okay.
That's kind of my sweet, what I've tested and found to become my sweet spot.
Okay.
I just started testing a lookalike, 4 million, so 2%.
Yeah.
And those are actually panning out really well. So,
a lookalike of your buyers?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, they're our customer list.
Nice. Okay, cool. And, you know, and 4,000 generally is a pretty big audience that I would say a little bit too large, but it's a lookalike of your customers. And
right.
So that's a very effective audience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is the main reason why that campaign is succeeding. And you're absolutely right. If I were to target another Christian interest, we wouldn't see the same kind of return.
So what are you spending now, like on a daily basis?
Right now, we're up to $1,500 a day.
$1,500. And is this your primary marketing strategy?
You know, I actually, after meeting Phil is another guy at your VA Live workshop who runs a product strictly on Amazon. He convinced me to, after I heard, you know, what he was doing in his numbers, he convinced me to focus on Amazon more. So I actually opened up the Amazon store just like not even a week ago, 6 days ago.
Oh, really?
We already have 10 sales. I hadn't ran no ads. So that I'm like, whoa.
Nice.
And I actually heard him talking. Me and Phil have a call tonight at 8. So
oh, cool. Nice.
I also heard Amazon's evolving. I listened to your podcast with Scott. Yeah.
Yep.
Scott. Awesome guy.
Yeah.
You know, and just hearing him, I talked a little bit to him about Amazon, and there's this tremendous opportunity. I heard Neil Patel on a podcast mention that for his e-commerce site, he's focusing 60% of his energy on Amazon.
I love it, man. I love it. What do you see is next for you? Because I know that you do, if I'm not mistaken, you do both the yearly calendar, but you also do, I think it's an academic version of it. Is that right?
That's correct. So we got our current product, our calendar, Christian Planner, runs January through December. And in March timeframe, I'm actually going to come out with a journal, a really nice kind of canvas journal, inspirational type. And I'm going to start testing that soon, trying to gauge the interest. So that'll be March. And then students start to graduate from college and high school, college in May. So high school in June, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to start, you know, promoting the academic planner as well. So, and there's a lot of opportunity, obviously, the B2B from, you know, Catholic schools, Catholic Christian schools, colleges and whatnot. So, yeah, so that's our next focus.
I love it. And are you running any kind of video ads right now?
I am running. I did a totally do it yourself product explainer video, kind of telling my story, how I created the planner. And we're actually retargeting that video.
Got it. Based on like the engagement.
No, we're just retargeting our website visitors.
Oh, you're using that to retarget. I gotcha. Okay. And how's that working for you?
It's great. We have just like a normal ad, you know, image as we run. It went viral. You know, we've been running that pretty much since we launched October 18th. It has like 30,000 likes or something like that. It's crazy.
I love it. I love it, man.
So we start with that, and it, you know, it's a great ad. So people see it. They come to our website, you know, if they buy, great. If they don't, you know, they're in our funnel, but we retarget them with the product explainer video.
Yeah.
And it's not something I invented on my own. I actually got that from Ezra Firestone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like we start with an image. Then we retarget with video.
I love it, man, because if someone comes to your site, comes to a product page, doesn't buy, then they see an ad explaining that product some more from you. I mean, that's really smart, man.
Yeah, it humanizes the brand a lot more. You didn't say anything about my Ezra Firestone impersonation.
I like that, man. I like it. Well, I think what, like, a big theme to what we're hearing here is, like, you just go for it. I mean, you just try this stuff out. You don't wait for perfection. Like, you have an idea and you run with it and see what happens, and you make changes along the way, and you buck the conventional wisdom sometimes to get stuff out there. If it works, awesome, you keep doing more of it. And if it doesn't, you sort of change course a little bit. You've done an amazing job with this.
Right. Yeah. It's always kind of been my nature is just to jump right into things. I have my friend here smiling at me because she's known me forever. And she's like, yep, that's totally true. Obviously, in this situation, it's to my benefit. Everything has been off of, Google is my business coach.
Nice. I love it.
And your podcast, you're also one of my coaches, which everyone, I'm plugging Rick's FBA Live. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing event. Very, very valuable. It was a turning point in this latest business. So
thanks, man. I appreciate that. We're going to do two more here in 2017.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's nice to have folks, mentors and peer mentors, from your group to kind of help guide me, because everything has been just gut. Like, I don't know the textbook. I didn't go to business school. I was in the military. Yeah. I went to jazz school.
Yeah.
And, it's funny because my roommates would always correct me. Oh, you mean this? this term? Right. Theory. And I'm like, great, dude, thanks.
I don't think we have clarity around, did you take that test or not when you had that first idea for the planner? You said that you came up with the idea. You're like, I got to sketch this out, but in 5 minutes, I have a test to go to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Did you ever take the test or not?
I totally did not.
You skipped out on the test. Look at you now.
Right, exactly. I actually failed out of NYU.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're doing pretty darn well now, man. I love it. I don't love the fact that you failed out. I'm saying I love the fact that you have been so successful in a short amount of time, multiple six figures with the Catholic planner, multiple six figures already in just a couple of months here with the Christian planner. Congrats, man. I'm super, super happy for you and really excited to see what you do with all this in 2017. So I want to make sure that people can go check out the planner if they want to. So what is the link or the links that they can go to?
Yeah, I'm heavy into the Christian planner right now. So I'm going to give you that link. It's www.christianplanner.com.
Cool. So, I'll be sure and link that up in the show notes for the episode today. Vinny, because I just learned that we're calling you, friends call you Vinny. So Vinny, it is. Vinny, appreciate you coming on the show here, man. Great job with everything that you've done. And again, I'm really excited to see what happens here in 2017 for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rick.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this one, Vinny, today. If you're liking the podcast here and you've not yet left a quick, honest rating and review for the show over on iTunes, please show your support for the show by taking a second to do that. It actually takes about 30 seconds to do it, and it's a huge help. So just go to iTunes, type in The Art of Paid Traffic, click on ratings and reviews, and you can leave your honest rating and review right there. We really appreciate it. It allows us to reach more people with this podcast here. So thank you so much in advance for doing that. And thanks so much for listening to the episode today. I've got a lot of great episodes coming your way in the upcoming week. So until then, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.